Over there? Okay. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge, in the image of its Creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other, and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven.
Why don't we pray, guys? Ask God to help us. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus, the fact that he died for us willingly, his life for ours, so that we could live with you forever. Thank you that Jesus is our Christ and our Lord. Please teach us tonight, Father, more about what it means to have Jesus as our Christ and as our Lord. We pray this in his name. Amen. Good to see you all here, guys. My name's Mike. For those who don't know me, I've been a Christian now for about 14 years. And one of the weird things about being a Christian is, in one sense, you never really make it. In other words, you never kind of always get it right as a Christian, at least not until we get to heaven. See, there's always more stuff to learn when you're a Christian, and there's always more changes that you can make so that you can become more like Jesus and trust more in Jesus. And not only that, as you go through kind of different stages in your life, there's basically all the same expectations, but there's a couple of slight different ones. So when I became a Christian, I was living at home, I was a child really, and then a few years later I got married, so I became a husband. And then a few years after that, we had some kids, and so I became a dad. And throughout some of those stages, some of the kind of rules or responsibilities kind of change a little bit, which is really what our passage tonight is all about in Colossians 3. It's all about how are we to respond to Jesus as Lord in our various stages of life. Now, obviously, most of us here are, by Colossians 3 definition, kids, children. Okay, I know you're teenagers, I know you're not really kids because you're all grown up and very mature, but what we're going to do tonight is we're going to spend most of our time on verse 20. Okay? But I do want to try and quickly mention some of the other ones as well. So we're going to focus on verse 20, children, but we're going to look at some of the other things. What does it mean to be a Christian when you're a wife, when you're a husband, when you're a child, when you're a father, when perhaps you're a slave? Do we still have slaves or masters? Do we still have masters? Let's have a look and see what God says. Now, none of you here are husbands and wives except for me and maybe one or two others. But what sort of wife should you be, or what sort of husband should you be according to God? Well, have a look at verse 18. Wives are to submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord, and husbands, you guys, are to love your wives and not be harsh with them. You see that there in verse 18 and 19. Now, these are wonderful and, yeah, to be honest, fairly controversial things to say, aren't they? Some people will say this is just way outdated, but let me just say, without going into heaps of details, because I want to get to verse 20, this is God's way. And so we've got to learn how to do this properly in honouring God. Wives are going to have to submit. Doesn't mean that wives are not equal to their husbands. Doesn't mean they're anyway inferior to their husbands. But this is the way that God has set up families, marriages. And so wives are to submit, and husbands are to love like Christ loved. How did Christ love? Sacrificially. He gave up his life. Husbands need to give up their lives for their wives. And if you're not prepared to give up your life for a wife, don't get married yet. And women, if you're not prepared to submit to a guy, well, don't get married yet. But you guys aren't there yet. You guys are at the kind of more at the dating stage, although, you know, don't rush there. But you guys are basically more at the dating stage. How does this help us in terms of our dating? Very simple. I think it helps us a lot. You think about dating. There's two ways that dating ends up. You know what they are. You either break up or you get married. That's the way dating ends up, isn't it? You either stop dating because you break up, or you stop dating because you get married. What that tells us is you've got to be very careful who you date, I reckon. Got to be very careful. And I think what you should do is take this wisdom on board from God. See, ladies, when you're dating, you should look for a guy who is a godly guy who will make it an absolute pleasure to submit to. Don't look for guys as the world says guys are good. You know, the handsome, the sporty, the smart, the funny, the... No. Look for a guy who's godly. Someone like Jesus. Someone who is caring, kind, selfless, wise. So that you can submit to that person. Because you're going to have to do that for the rest of your life. So don't go dating any other type of guy. And guys, when you're dating, you should look for a girl who is also godly. Who is easy to love. Remember, it doesn't mean here, you know, someone who's really attractive and, oh, yeah, isn't she gorgeous? Yeah, I'll love her. All right? It's talking about how you need to choose someone who you can love sacrificially, who you give up your life for. Don't just look for the surface, guys. Don't just look for what the world calls beautiful. Look for a godly woman, someone who also is like Jesus, who is compassionate, who is kind and humble and gentle and forgiving, and someone who is godly. This is who you have to marry, and this is who you should date as well. But let's get to verse 20, shall we? One of the biggest challenges for you at your stage of life in being a Christian is, how in the world do I get on with my parents? It's tough, isn't it, being a teenager around parents, particularly if your parents aren't Christian. And so how do you live as a Christian at home? Well, verse 20 tells us, children, that's kind of you guys, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Guys, if you're living at home, which you all are, then you need to obey your parents. Or perhaps if you're not with your parents, your guardian or your steps or whoever's in control, whoever's looking after you, you need to obey them. In everything. Now, how hard is that? Obey them in everything. This is one of these lovely parts of the Bible that's really easy to understand. Yeah, I get it, but really, really hard to do, isn't it? So when your parents lay down the law, set the boundaries, set a curfew, ask you to do jobs, or chores or whatever, the Christian response is to obey. Obey in everything it says. Why are we to obey? It's not because your parents are perfect. They're not. It's because this pleases the Lord. You see that verse 20? Obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. There's the reason. We obey parents to please the Lord. Now you think about Jesus. That's the Lord. You think about Jesus. You think about everything he has done for you and for me. That he came down from heaven. That he became a baby with nappies. Maybe, maybe not. That he grew up. That he had to put up with parents when he was a teenager. That he grew a perfect man and died a horrible death for you and for me. And he rose again victorious. And through that we are forgiven. This is what Jesus has done for us. And when you think about what Jesus has done for us, our natural response is, yes, Jesus is Lord, and yes, I should want to please him. That should be your goal in life as a Christian, is to please the Lord. How do you please the Lord? Verse 20. Obey your parents. You want to please Jesus, your Lord, your King, your boss, your master, your Saviour? Obey your parents. That's our response. Now, some of you guys will find this easy. Most of you will find it hard. It's a massive challenge, isn't it? And we need a lot of help. What does it mean to obey? Well, it's pretty obvious what it means. It means do what they ask. But I think it also means that you shouldn't deceive your parents. Run around behind their back. Probably means it'd be nice to say thank you to your mum and dad or whoever once in a while. Be good to do your jobs around the house without grumbling. Be good to try and help out even when you're not asked. That'd knock their socks off. It'd be good perhaps sometimes to sacrifice your precious social time so you can have a bit more family time. Parents would love it. Guardians would love that. Steps would love that. And it's good for you guys to remember that your home is not a motel, but it's a home. And your parents are your parents and not your slaves, you know. Mum just has to put the dinner on the table when I want it so I can go out straight afterwards. I think all of that is captured in obey. Let me say four things really quickly, lastly, on these points. You see there on the outline, 4 points. First point, you don't have to obey your parents if they're telling you to do the wrong thing, the things against God. If your parents are telling you to do things that you know God wouldn't want, things like, you know, if perhaps that you're being abused sexually or emotionally or physically, you don't have to put up with that. Come and talk to someone. Talk to one of your leaders. Talk to me. That you don't have to obey him in that. And get help, because that's a real tough one, isn't it? Secondly, remember, this is part of being a Christian, guys. And so you need to put on the things that Colossians tells us to put on. Things like compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. And you need to forgive your parents. They won't always get it right. And you need to love your parents. They're not always easy to love. But it's part of being a Christian. It's part of whatever you do in word or deed, doing it in the name of the Lord. Thirdly, broadly speaking, I'll tell you a secret. Your parents love you. I know it's a bit of a secret. May not be the case in everybody's situation, but broadly speaking, your parents actually do love you. And let me tell you from experience, parenting is very hard work. I've only been a parent for 6 years, but I have made so many mistakes, and I still struggle to work out what is best for Josh and Harrison. I still struggle with that at times. Sometimes I'm too hard, sometimes I'm too soft, sometimes I get it right, sometimes I get it wrong. Parenting is hard work, so maybe cut them a bit of slack at times. Also about parents, point three also, is that realise that your relationship with your parents or your guardians or your steps will more than likely outlast all other relationships you have in life. The peer group you have now probably won't be there in 20 years, but God willing, your parents probably will be. And so it's worth putting time into that relationship. They're going to be around for a while. And fourthly, good for us as Christians to remember our brothers and sisters in Christ whose parents aren't Christian. Because we find it hard as Christians to obey our Christian parents. It's harder still for our friends here who are Christian and who have non-Christian parents. They still have to obey their non-Christian parents, but it's a little bit harder. So please be praying and remembering those who have non-Christian parents. And perhaps invite them over to your household to experience what it's like to be in a Christian family, because they probably have no idea. Okay? Remember that. Slaves and masters, really, really quickly. We don't really have slaves and masters today. None of you guys are slaves. None of you guys are masters. You might feel like slaves. But I think the principles behind what God says here still applies. And basically what he says is this. Work hard. That's what he says from verse 22 to 4:1. Work hard. Whatever you're doing, guys, whether you're at school, whether you're at home, whether you're at your part-time job, don't do a half-hearted job. And don't only work when your parents or your teachers or your boss are looking. Work hard with all your heart. Not because your teacher's terrific or your parents are perfect or your boss is brilliant, but because Jesus is Lord. Because Jesus is terrific and perfect and brilliant. See there in verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. When you're working, you're not really just working for your teachers, your parents, your boss. You are actually working for the Lord. If you're a Christian, Jesus is the boss. Ultimately, he is the boss. And so whatever you do, whether it's washing the dishes, whether it's doing the homework, whether it's delivering the papers, whatever it is, remember, Jesus ultimately is your boss. And so when you work, work hard, not half-heartedly, with all your heart. Work to the Lord. He is the boss. He's the one we serve. Wise husbands, children, fathers, slaves, masters. Guys, once you come to trust Jesus, once you put your life in his hands and say, yeah, his death is my death, I'm going to follow him, what we are to do is let Jesus be Lord of all things. He is the Lord of all things in the Christian's life. And so, back in verse 17, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do, whether it's with parents, teachers, your boss, or by yourself, do it in a way that pleases Jesus. For he's the boss. He's the Lord. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you that he is our boss, our Lord, our King. Father, please help us to do these hard things, particularly to obey our parents, particularly when it's hard work and we disagree with them, and particularly if our parents aren't Christians and aren't sympathetic to the way that we're trying to live. Please help us to obey, and please help us to work really hard, whether people are watching us or not, because we know that you're watching, and help us to want to please you in all things. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Thanks, guys. We're going to go to SAP.